No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Mato quella pova questo. May God bless you all. Tate kalunga ne munya back. Welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. We are broadcasting live from the studios of Eagle FM here in Windhoek, capital city. May God bless you all. And we are not alone. I'm here with Pastor Festus. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Bishop. And mato kelopo na mibia kembinga ne mbinga. O programa é o roteiro a luche congrega a Universal Church, o programa é hurifepo le monoli huna e é qual o que lá momento o show longe que toca copigo e comeva o pone que hulo o programa aí o hatu que kuningila o americano o neto ove o diteto moni huna mongana monyo tu sabe que nego mo juma hapu o escuto todo druku ninganga helipi o pene quafo o pene lundruku longana monyo Nyanundruku longa mwenyo, otari druku jagukalunga, kupitila meitavelo no meirikano.
Yes, and as we always say in the Stop Suffering program, there is a solution for your problem, there is a way out. And because of that, we are going to pray for you before the end of the program. As always, we invite people to prepare a glass of water. We invite people to prepare a bottle of water. Why? Do you want to know why we pray for the water? Because it's written in the Bible. It's written in the Word of God, Exodus chapter number 23, verse number 25. God promised to bless our bread and our water and take sickness away from the midst of us. So it's a challenge, as we always say, it's a challenge, especially people who don't sleep at night because of nightmares, bad dreams, spiritual attacks, husband of the night, wife of the night. So we invite them to pray with us.
Yes.
And if they pray with us and nothing happens, they don't need to pray with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure those who pray with us, those who pray with faith, those who pray with us, they will sleep well.
Unene tunye ovo uhoshi ototi kucha ihokofa ufiku otusha keneke enjo didi otusha keneke ni mata ikupiane ke mokati kufiku emofido eka jua emofido mapianeko tusha keneke mepodomo ulodi tusha keneke mepodomo afingo karapa mwenashe tulongi kidome voe nongenge no meva owanu tue ilikane na taninge ilikano ndekape naisha ninguapo oshishi kuchino pungwa wali kufo mbinga mpologa la mai ashike ngenge oudite tomoni huna ilo tue hama so longi kidoka kupigwe komeva opono watu kuilikane oveto tudengele noho peife nga hama peife nga ha kono mola yetu yongoji onola nohe tatu nonola bavari ombali bavari nonatu batatu nonano.
Yes, you can call 0800-22-3335. It's the toll-free number of the Universal Church here in Namibia. It's a toll-free number. You don't need that time in your phone. You just call now. Call now, include your name, the name of your family member, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your parents. You have a family member who is in hospital. You have a family member who is in prison. You have somebody who is suffering in your family. You can include his or her name in the prayer book. We are going to be praying for them shortly, okay? And remember, prayer has power. You are tired of your situation. You need the help. That's the topic of this week. We are going to be talking about help. King David said in the book of Psalms, we are going to read it later, my help comes from the Lord. Yes. Do you need help? Because many people, they are struggling with problems. They are struggling. That's why we bring the testimony shortly. You're going to hear another testimony, another wonderful, powerful story that we have with us here in the studio to share with you how her life has changed, how her situation has changed. She found help. And I'm sure you can find help as well. Because that's what people, they want most, Pastor Fest. They're struggling with the problems. They are trying. Most people, they are trying to solve the problems mm-hmm. by themselves. They're trying to solve the problems with the strength of their own hands.
Mm.
But most people, they are struggling.
Mm.
They're struggling with the problems. They're struggling with the situation. And they don't find, because they go to friends. They go to family members.
Mm.
Sometimes they go to co-workers, colleagues from work,
mm.
neighbors. They go trying to look, they're trying to look for help. Some people, like some of the testimonies that we brought here before, they even went outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
They went to other countries like Angola and other, looking for help from people. But they didn't find any help
mm.
because, just like David said, our help comes from the Lord.
From the Lord. Hanon Bishop, that's good, huh? Openo vanu vahapu, ovo ta kongo makwafo, onu ta kongo kwafo, ndire kwafo la ekari na kwafo, kucholu kongo la ekari ne kwafo, onga sho tatikucha, o hapie tamuhalu sho mahokololomu, ova novo vakenda balo kukongo makwafo, no konjio shilongo tu, ndire ne inamono makwafo, so pamoto kongwe kwapo to kongwe kwafo to likongo kwa kwane dimo to likongo kutate kulu to likongo gume kulu ilo to likongo nando okoba milonga pamwe nave to likongo koko ume to balombwelo mujoe ovo itadru kuningasha wapo watelelango nando umwe omuo ache kucha inda peni ilo inda peni na pano balombwelo ngenuye ino mona pwe kwafo so ama veshaba tu tabanjo maokolo wabo mola dio mu kalunga okwaning okweva okweva ningilo makwafo manene o engala munyo davo dalundruka. I'm just repeating what Bishop say, that there is many people who are looking for help from family, from friends, wherever they try, and sometimes they are told go there, go there, go there, and no nothing, no problem was solved. But then the testimony that we are bringing to them, all the testimony, and no one does not receive help. So in the same way, this person who's listening to us right now, take a step and find your help too.
Yeah, they're like the testimony. They didn't find help out there. They didn't find help from people there, but they found help from God. And that is what brings us to the testimony tonight. By the way, you can call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. And include your name, the name of friends and family in the prayer book. But let us talk to the testimony now. Good evening. Welcome to this Top Suffering. What's your name?
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, listeners. My name is Marcia Mario.
Marcia. So, Marcia, as we do with all the testimonies we bring here in this Top Suffering, we ask how the suffering, how your suffering, the name of the program, by the way, it's Stop Suffering. Mm-hmm. But every suffering has a beginning,
mm-hmm.
has a starting point. So how did your suffering, Marcia, how did it start?
My suffering started at a very young age as a teenager growing up. I was raised by a single mother, and I started being closer to friends than being at home. So I didn't have an identity for myself. I will literally live under the shadow of my friends. So I will only live according to what my friends are doing and suggesting.
Okay, so that's how it started.
That's how it started.
Can you remember more or less how old maybe you were that time?
I was in grade 7. So 12 years old.
Around 12 years
12
old.
12 years old, yes.
And what pushed you, Marcia, to be closer to your friends than closer to your family? What pushed you? Maybe a situation at home, or maybe just trying to, I don't know, fit in.
Yes, actually the whole thing was for me to fit in, because seeing my friends, I grew up in a house and my friends grew up in a home where they were both parents. While me in my house, it was just a single mother with my sibling. So me growing up, seeing my mom suffering with my sibling, it's actually what pushed me out of the house. So I was more outside of the house than inside the house.
So how what do you mean? Perhaps maybe you'd arrive home late, or maybe you'd sleep out. What was happening?
Okay, so now what happened, because my friends were even a bit older than me, so they started dating, they started going out clubbing. So wherever they go, what they will do, I will do exactly what they are doing. But then I didn't date back then. I was actually just going out with them, partying and drinking, and then choosing violence. We'll fight in the street, we'll have a group of small girls, and then we'll go to other streets just to provoke a fight. And then that's now the life that we've been having, until at the point that we were separated when I went to high school. I moved to another town, we left behind. So I left them behind, so we only meet on holidays, and then it will still continue. Now, the worst part that I will remember in all this growing up was when I was now in grade 9. There was a 21st party that was introduced.
Okay, before you go there, mm-hmm. before you go there, hold a bit.
Okay.
So let me try to understand a bit. So you as a girl, because we usually hear it from boys mm-hmm. growing up and get involved with fights, street fights. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised now to hear that even girls, mm-hmm. you had a group of friends.
Yes, we had a group of friends.
And you'd go to the other side or other streets.
Mm-hmm.
To provoke a fight with other ladies, with other girls as well.
Yes, just to provoke fights. Or sometimes if we see someone walking in the street, it doesn't matter whether old or young, we attempt to grab whatever they are having. Just because we want to be violent. And then if they say something, then a fight will break out.
Wow. So it started as, like, as you said, as trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But as you are growing old, it started escalating
mm-hmm. yes,
to,
Bishop.
To street fights.
Mm-hmm.
And did it affect your school results? Mm-hmm. Did it affect your behavior at home? If you can speak a little bit about that.
Okay, now, like what happened, being now with this type of friends, like I said, I was more outside than inside the house. So I'll always now be the one that is provoking, because I know that I wanted to show that I'm someone, because I didn't believe in myself because of low self-esteem. I wanted now to be the bad child so that they accept me as a friend. And then, like, now they started dating, involved with boys and all those things. And then for me now, I felt like I was left out. So for me now to fit in, and I must also now go out and start dating. That's how it started.
Okay, so if you can.
Okay, and I remember when I moved to another town, I was a bit distant, but then, like, we always meet on holidays. So when we come to holidays, the things again will start.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let me now ask you, how did it affect you with your relationship with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Like, were you like rebellious to your mom, like answering her back, being violent? How did it affect your relationship with your mother?
Okay, at home, I will actually be a different person, but only when I'm outside. So my mom didn't really have a picture of who I was, because at home, I will act like someone that is innocent, but then outside, I was the bad child.
Oh.
Yes.
So at home, like, you are going to keep this good image
mm-hmm.
before your mother, mm-hmm. like, I'm a good girl.
Yes.
But you had a double life.
Twist personality, if I may say.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. and perhaps I want to talk now, before you continue, Mark, I want to talk now to mothers out there. Mothers. Perhaps you are struggling with your daughter. You are struggling with your son. Perhaps, just like the situation of Marcia, your child at home pretends, that's the case, Pastor Fez, of many.
Mm-hmm.
The child pretends to be obedient, pretends to be a good child at home, but the reports that the mother is getting, the reports that the grandmother, sometimes it's the grandmother who is raising mm-hmm. that child, is a different report.
It's a different report.
She even goes like this: oh, this child is behaving well here, but I'm hearing that that is doing that at school, that's doing that outside. So this mother, this grandmother, they have to pray for, use their faith on behalf of this family member.
Yes, Bishop. Ongashi tu shu dide kumashi atapopikucha haa. Poku kula kwa e ongara mwenye ayo ya enda yu kakowu ishashi. Okui haluke elimengu du odo di kadonava kwa ovo. Pefimbole dulongo nambali nokuli. I haluke elimengu du odo di. O enshona kwa kwa o ti halukane elimengu du odo kukonja mestrita. Ashike nengenge tashia kumbo. Memo aeke shishi kuchongara mwenye ayo konje kunye ilinga helipi. Mumbo takara okuri ongo kana kawa mala konje kunya okuri oya hala kukalo mumu ye dulive shashi okuhalo kuri ninge jina shashi ongala mwenye ayo kwa li afinikirwa pedu so onyene pramwe ushuwe temuno na voe pramwe uwe tokana kwe keno lipota iwa mumbo ashike konje kunya ongaloka ilina wa pamoto ningona ndoma kona akono afapo so otushishi kucha okalunga iketa durukulundulonga la mwenye okapena umu omu vanu ta durukulundulonga la mwenye onu. So unano kutuloka na kwe mome ilikano. Onga shingo hatupula kucha. Ha? Koni ma, kwe kunolo programa hii, watu kakala tuna ovanovo no kuri toka anje edina loba kwane dimovo e, opo tuva tule membolo me ilikano. Totu dengele, shatu tule dina lae membolo me ilikano. Opo ngana mwenye ae ilundruke yo iae ngashi ilingaho.
Yeah, that's why we are inviting them to call now the mothers,
yes,
the grandmothers, the auntie, the uncle, the one that is having this family member who is hearing these bad reports. Perhaps it's not that from a report they can see. Sometimes they hear the reports from outside. Call now 0800-22-3335. Include the name of your son, your granddaughter, grandchild, your brother, your sister, this person, your younger brother, your younger sister, include their names in the prayer. Or maybe it's your own name, it's yourself. You are the one, like Marsha, who is having a double life. Now, Marsha, did it reach the ears of your mother? Perhaps as you said, you were trying to pretend that you were doing all right with at home.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps your mother later on, she heard something, somebody came to speak to your mother. Did it happen?
Yes, because I remember there was a time whereby we provoke a fight with the neighbors. And that time I was even sick. I had a toothache. So the ladies literally chased us until at the house. So if it wasn't for my mother, because it was a very terrible fight, they had big knives, they had stones. It was ready to kill or to hurt someone. But then luckily that day my mom was at home. Then she intervened. That's now how she find out now that this is what we are involved in with.
Okay. So eventually your mother came to know.
Yes.
Did she try? Because usually mothers, grandmothers, family members who love us, when they see that we are not doing well, sometimes they try to speak. Here in Africa, in Namibia, and in many countries in Africa, they sometimes they even call a family meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They call the elders of the family. And tatekulu, mekulu, they try to speak to the child, oh, don't do this, don't do that, the uncles, they try to speak to the child to see if they can change the child. And we know sometimes it works, but most of the time it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So did she try to speak to you, maybe somebody else?
Yes, she actually tried, but then it didn't help. Instead of things getting better or me being afraid of her that now she knows, it became worse at the point that she had to send me to my sister. So I moved to another town.
Mm. So yes. She thought, the way you are telling us now, mm-hmm. She thought that if she can send you to another place...
Mm-hmm.
She thought the problem is the place.
And the friends. So she wanted to separate me from the group.
Oh,
yeah. Then she sent me now to go stay with my sister in another town.
Did it solve the problem?
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Sorry, before you continue again, another point that we have to point out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they think, no, I'll send my child to a, how do you call, hostel?
Yes.
To a hostel. Mm-hmm. I'll send my child to go to a hostel in another town, in another region. If they are in the north, they say, no, I'll send you to Comas.
Mm-hmm.
If they are in Comas, oh, no, I'll send you to Erongo, I'll send you to the north, to the south. It doesn't matter where. Because they think that changing the place will change the person. But if the problem is not the place, the problem it's in the person. So where the person goes, that problem still remains.
Mm-hmm.
So they need help. Remember, we are talking this week about help. Help comes from the Lord. So it doesn't work to send to another region, to another town, to another village, sometimes even to another country.
Mm.
Families that have a condition, they send them, oh, I'll send you to another country. You go to another country. But where they go, they also get into problems.
Ongas, magia desse popiku chan. Esse nem mesmo é a monamo, ongaramonia é cucho, iringa ripi, ongaramonia é cuconja mestre, tanga xinga ho. O quakenda barano cucufongatu, open to mine, kodoropa imwe. Kodoropa apaya, kapena no malundru wakaningwapu. In maya nemo wina tango. So kashimba, ngashingwa shepe, ngashingwako wanu vahapu. Hava kenda balo kukufo mitumba, de kapena ashita, kapena kwa fatali holo kapo, akenda balo kutumino okanaka yeko kodoropa yonumba. Tatipu ya mwengengo kai kodoropa inyanumba, otapaka ningo malundru kwasha. Ahawe, ungashi bisho pata shipopi kucha, ha? Ekwa fole tu otali jiko mwene, ekwa fi hali jiko, kodoropa imwe ilo koshilongo shimwe, ashike kwa fo, otali duru ashike kuja kukalunga.
Yeah.
Yes, Bishop. I'm saying like, many people, they do that, trying to send the child to the other place. So we understand that the help only coming from the Lord. Imagine you are sending the child there, and there is no elder there to be able to take care of her, maybe it's to the hostel or so on. So the situation will even become worse.
Yeah, and if you have a family member like that, he goes to another place, you send him to another town, to another village, thinking that if you take him or her away from the friends of this place, the bad friends of this place, they will be better. And sometimes it is even worse. Call the toll-free number now. 0800-22-3335. Include the name of your family member in the prayer. Or perhaps it's yourself who needs the prayer. So, Marshall, when you arrive there in this other place, can you say the name of the place? Or it's
because currently we were staying in Oshakati, so I had to move to my sister in Ondangwa.
Okay, so from Oshakati
to Ondangwa.
She sends you to Ondangwa.
Yes.
Thinking that in Ondangwa things would be...
Yeah, since now I'm not with the friends, because for her, the way she knows me, she was thinking that it was the friends that were influencing me.
Mm.
Yes.
But when you went to Ondangwa, what happened in Ondangwa?
When it went in Ondangwa, because it's now a new environment, new people, so you first see how the environment is and you are alone. So I would not say unfortunately or how things happen. Now, one of the friends that I was close to, she came at the hostel in Ondangwa. So again, we met. So every time when it's school holiday, I have to go back to Oshakati.
So that's your case, the hostel.
No, for me, I was staying with my sister.
Ah, with
but then
sister.
Now my friend was admitted at the hostel in Ondangwa.
So, and what now was the situation in Ondangwa? You carry on with that kind of life?
No, when in Ondangwa, because she is in the hostel, I'm with my sister. So there was a bit distance. But then whenever it's school holiday, when we go to holiday, then that's where we reconnect and everything starts.
But so actually to move to Ondangwa didn't change
it
much?
It didn't change much. It didn't help. Things actually just became worse. Because that's where now we started now drinking alcohol. That's where we started now going to club. And then starting hanging with bigger, older men. They will buy for us alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so, Marcia. And what was going, Marcia, what's going through your mind? That's something that we always ask.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reasoning? What was the thought you had that, like, this is life. That's how life should be. And why were you drinking? What was going on in your mind?
If I'm being honest, for me, I wasn't doing it for myself. I was just doing it to please my friends. Because for them, they find fun in drinking, hanging out with older men, going to shows and all that. And because I didn't want to be left behind, I wanted to fit in. So exactly what they are doing, I will do.
So actually, you're doing it just to please them?
To please them, yes, Bishop.
But how was it affecting your life?
Me personally, you know that every time when you do this, when now it's time you are sleeping, splitting, they are going home, I have to go back home. When you are there in your bed, you cry yourself to sleep. Because the question is like, why am I doing this if I don't even like it? And then that's when now we were even invited to a 21st party where we drank alcohol. At the end where I got very sick, and it's that very same night that I was almost raped.
Okay, so that's now we are going to the worst moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we start asking how the suffering started,
mm-hmm.
how your pain starts, so we understood how it started. Mm-hmm. And now, was this moment
mm-hmm.
the worst moment?
Yes, Bishop.
So, if you can give us details of that.
Okay, what happened, it was now a friend's cousin's 21st party. So what happened, we went, and then at that party, there were all sorts of alcohol, and then alcohol being offered for free, we made sure we drank all kinds of alcohol that were there. And then at some point, I even just blacked out. I didn't know where I was, what was happening. I didn't even know how I got home. But then they say my brother, then, because they were also at the same party, they're the ones that took me home. So now the friends, the neighbors, seeing that I was drunk, I was not in my senses, they wanted to take advantage, because in our house, they broke into their house. And then luckily again, my mother came to the rescue.
Actually, by God's mercy.
By God's mercy, yes.
So by God's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said that you were almost
raped.
Abused, raped,
yes.
Because you lost conscience,
mm-hmm. Yes, Bishop.
Because of the alcohol consumption.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. And you who are listening to us right now, before Marcia continues with her story, perhaps you are like this. Perhaps you are this person that you are trying to please Pastor Festus. That's the situation. Many people, they get into trouble. Many people, they get into difficult moments, like Marcia. She passed out. She doesn't know how she arrived home. She was almost raped. Just trying to please friends. But it's not working for them. They are not finding help in pleasing friends. So instead of trying to please friends, they have rather to please God.
Mm.
Because God is the one who can change, who can transform their lives.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop, that's good. Oban of a hapongas masia. On a loa eshi and dioka ko ingaho, I halukeri no mongalom with a druku, erimo madira drua evali, morwa, o kuna kuhapu, no, na ningwa, morwashi, o takenda baroku difanawa, o kaume. Hamorashi takenda baroku difana, eshoshiku changenge, ngengo ko difana oko ume, eshtai kumbo kui, mondu dokurimo takwena, o ditena ikucha, o shiken dino kwe from ngaramunya ange tai na ingaha. Kashimbo tosha kene kon ngaramunya fafana, o ahalo ku difana oko ume, o ahalo ku difana, oto imongalomo, hamorwa wahala, ndelo, o morwa wahalo ku difana oko ume, ashikobe mwene. Ino haraku kalonga ramu ngaramu nyiringao. So oshike uno kuninga. Okufetokoro. Ndiye totamiko kutifana wakalunga kwepo nereo kutifana oko umi. Yes, Bishop. I'm trying to tell this person that you have to make a decision. Instead of making the friends to feel good, so give that to God.
Exactly. Because he's the one who can help you. Remember, our help comes from the Lord. So, after that night, Marcia, after that night, next day, what was happening in your mind when you heard what happened? Because you didn't know how you got home.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened? What came to your mind?
In the morning when I woke up, because in the middle of the night, I know that I was taken to our room to go sleep. But then when I woke up, I was in the sitting room. And then it was actually my mom who told me that that's what happened. And then, like, I got angry. I got angry because for me, it was like, just because of this mistake and me wanting to please friends, I would have lost everything. And then that already brought anger. And then when she told me, even for her, she told me that who are the guy. So every time I would see that guy, I just wanted to hate him. So I even found myself sometimes I would walk with a knife like if he come my way, if he just say something, I was just waiting for him to say something. If he could have just said something, then I could have hurt him or he could have hurt me. One of the two could happen. Because it, the following day when we woke up, it was a Saturday, and then me and my mom, we had to go to the hospital.
So you had to go to the hospital?
Yes, we had to go to the hospital so that they do the checkup, the test.
That's how bad it was?
Yes.
That's how bad it was?
Yes, Bishop.
Okay. And today, you are going to hear how her life has been transformed. Okay? But remember, you can call now the toll-free number. Include your name in the prayer book. Perhaps for you, you have been abused. You have been raped. You have been going through abuse. And you think your life is over. Your life is not over. God can transform your life just like God transformed the life of Marsha. You can call the toll-free number 0800-22-3335. Include your name in the prayer book. And remember, you're going to pray for the water. Okay, have a glass of water ready. We're going to have a short break now. Don't go anywhere. We are broadcasting live from the studios of Eagle FM. After the break, Marsha is going to tell us how her life is today. This is the Stop Suffering on Eagle FM.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. O programa toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Patrura o radio yoye etiari netine. Pomwei sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Well, we are back. We are back. So, usually we don't get the testimonies the one day. So, Marsha is going to share with us now how is her life today. But she's not going to tell us today how her life has been transformed. Because on Thursday, same time here on Eagle FM, 9 p.m., she's going to be back. Telling us, sharing with us how her life was transformed. Okay, now she's going to tell us who is Marsha today. From somebody who would drink so much alcohol that should pass out and almost being to the point of being raped. And somebody who was walking with a knife in the back. She was walking with a knife because she had this anger inside of her towards those who did. Perhaps you are like that. You have this hatred, this anger towards people who have abused you. But this anger, this hatred is not helping you, it's harming you. Hatred is like to hate people. It's like you want other people to die, but you are the one drinking poison. Pastor, before Marsha speaks, hatred is like this. Hatred. Grudges, hatred. Mm. That's why Jesus said we must forgive. Mm. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Mm. And Jesus said, if we don't forgive, we don't receive forgiveness. We understand it's not easy to forgive, but it's something that people have to do. Because when you forgive, the Bible says, you are also forgiven.
Mm. Ano Bishop atati kucha, kumbinga ye diminepo. Ova nuva hapu, ina vahalo kudiminapo. Ove nengengi no halo kudiminapo, onga asho nuta kufa o hefa. Tinu, timinepo nele ya mpao. O utasorye mbela na uteha morye na utesha kene kumuju afiko porye. Oyo ano hefa. So okwa dimina po ongon nu anoefa anonchi. Tati kucha unkwe tutafi ponele ange. So okwa dimina po o shongaho, utondo shongaho. Ngengo wa dimine po nu o vemene u ditena o momonyo e mwi. U ditena o ongon nu. You know, u ditena o. We nyan, nande ukali non dimina po. Kena po u dit. O vege peha mamoka tikon timo e mwi. So I'm saying, Bishop, when a person does not forgive, it says, Bishop say, it's like you are drinking poison.
And you want the other one to die.
You want the other one to die. So who's in pain is the one who doesn't forgive.
Exactly. Mm. So that's why we are going to ask now, Marcia. So Marcia, did you manage to forgive those people who did bad things to you?
Actually, now what happened, because it became now a joke thing in the neighborhood, whereby now the guys will start now mocking, like, she doesn't know guys, she never dated, and all that, all the friends are dating. Now, that just add to the anger that I had. So I decided, like, okay, since my friends are dating, let me also find myself someone to date. And then I started being in a relationship, and then in that relationship, when I was dating that guy, I end up also being pregnant. And then after the pregnancy, the guy also left me. So it just made things worse. Instead of making things better, it just make things worse. And the anger and the hatred in me even grew bigger.
Grew bigger. So again, as long as you are trying to please others, doing things just for others to see, for others to be pleased with you, your situation was getting worse and worse.
Yes.
Now, we are not going to tell us how it changed today, as I said already.
Mm-hmm.
But your life has changed today. Who is Marcia today?
Today, Marcia is a different person. I have my own identity. I don't live in a shadow of friends. And if I have to make a decision, it's because God confirms with it and I confirm with it. I don't have to live to please others. I live to please God.
So are you still holding hatred, holding grudges inside of you?
No, I don't. Though it was not easy, it's a journey. It took sacrifices, it took prayers, it took time for me to make peace with myself and forgive those that hurt me. Because I needed also God to forgive me.
Did you forgive them?
Yes, today I forgave them. I made peace with it.
So who is Marcia today?
Like I said, Marcia today is a different person. I don't have a double personality. The Marcia that you see is one person. Marcia at home, Marcia at school, Marcia at work, Marcia at church is a different person.
So do you need to drink alcohol? Do you need to go clubbing, partying to please other people?
I don't need friends to be at peace. I don't need alcohol to be at peace. And I don't need entertainment to be myself.
So yes. Marcia is happy today?
Today, Marcia is a happy person.
Okay, yes. Marcia, thank you so much for your testimony. Or actually, part of it.
Okay.
So on Thursday, people, they will understand how you became the Marcia that you are today.
That I am today, yes.
Thank you so much, Marcia.
Okay, thank you, Bishop.
Until Thursday.
Okay.
And you who are listening to us right now, you can include your name in the prayer. Perhaps you are today what Marcia was before. Your present, Nená, today, Paife, now.
Yes.
This person who is listening to us is the Marcia of yesterday. The Marcia who was in pain, the Marcia who was sadness, the Marcia who, because of pleasing friends, because of pleasing others, became a single mother. There are many single mothers listening to us right now. Mm. But as Marcia's life changed, God can also help this person who is listening to us now.
Yes. Kashimba, Bishop Batati Kucha, Kashimba, Eshuriopo, Ove, Marcia, Unyawe Durata Jako, Unyehe Nombili, Unyehe Nehafo, Unya to Jifana Oko Me, Unya Ahalo, so Kashimba to Jacken Gongramonio Yafapo. So Otakutuane Kucha Eshingo Marcia Eshingo Kalunga Kufamo Marcia Mongalamon Yafapo, pay fanning on Yanuki, Alingon Hafia non DJ, Enongalamonio, Alundruka, Enombili, Adiminapo Kashimba over to Jackeneke, I show Ilo no Kurishi to Rifepo Kashimba over Olino Guin ongo single mother. Ngashimemo aye no kuri ito duru kufilo shishuno na boy so monkalo no otakutua kucha nongengo to turuku tu dengela kono mola etu ongo di ono la no heta tu ono la bavari no mbali bavari no natu vatatu no nano opo duru kumone kwafo shininga tu dengela.
Yeah, and the Bible verse of tonight, as we spoke, we are talking about help. This week the topic is help. Our help comes from the Lord. We have here in Psalm number 121. You can get your Bible now. you can have your Bible in Oshivambo language or in any other language. It's the same. You can read it there from Psalm 121, verse number 1 and 2. When David, King David, wrote like this. I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence or from where comes my help? He makes a question. From where comes my help? And he answers on verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yes, David found the help. And you can also find the help as well. You need help, call now the toll-free number. Include your name in the prayer book. It's a free call. You don't need their time. It's a toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. And by the way, this number doesn't stop working. Even after the program, you can call later tonight, tomorrow, anytime, 24/7. People can call asking for help. Because perhaps I'm here now with Pastor Dero. Good evening. There are many people looking for help. Yes, but where they are going, maybe like Marcia, they're looking for help from friends. But you see, the friends that Marcia had before didn't help her. Actually, as long as she was trying to please her friends, the situation was going from bad to worse. Bad to worse. Even when she moved from Oshakati to Ondangwa, the situation kept going worse, kept on getting worse. And only when she came to God by faith is when she found the help, just like King David.
Good evening, dear listener. Yes, Bishop, what this person have to understand is that sometimes they go look for help in wrong places. With friends, in alcohol, looking for help from family members. And these people are not able to help them because their help comes from the Lord. God is the one that can that help Marcia. And God is the one that can also help this person. Maybe this person have been drinking, addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. Maybe this person have gone to the wrong places looking for help. And this person didn't find help. Our help comes from the Lord. Like David say, I lift up my head to the hills where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. And only God can be able to take this person out of the situation they are in. Maybe they are depressed or suicidal. Maybe this person have locked herself inside of the room, don't want to talk to nobody, have cut herself off from the outside world, and her life or his life is just becoming worse and worse as the day go by. What they need to understand, that's why we are here on Eagle FM, always bringing to them a real life story, because the same way that God have changed Marcia's life, the testimonies and many testimonies that we have brought here on Eagle FM, God can also do the same inside of their life. They can just pick up the call, pick up the phone and call the toll-free number. There will be someone ready to help them because only God can be able to take them out of this situation.
Yeah, your help comes from the Lord. You can call the toll-free number, but if you want to speak to us live, we're going to open the lines to calls now, 083-2888-401. We are live. You can call now the studios of Eagle FM. You want help. You want help, 083-2888-401. They can call those ones. There are people, Pastor Festo, they need the help now.
Yes.
So they can call now.
Yes, Bishop. Oto druku dengela nehano. Kono mala yetu yongo di eyo mo studio peifenga ha. Ono lano hetatu, nonatu. Ombari, o hetatu veli vatatu, oneno nolano imwe. O hetatu, ono lano hetatu, nonatu. Ombari, o hetatu veli vatatu, onola, nonola, no imwe. Eno, yongo di yetu yomo studio yo.
Yeah, they can call now and speak to us live. We are here live from the studios of Eagle FM in Vinduk. Capital City, but they can speak to us. we are going to also include their name in the prayer book, and we are going to be praying for you. And you can prepare, don't forget, prepare the glass of water, prepare the bottle of water, because God promises the challenge. Every Tuesday, Thursday, we have this challenge. Especially those of you who have a hard time to sleep at night. You are suffering with bad dreams. You are suffering with nightmares, spiritual attacks at night. You are going to, if you have faith, how do you say by faith? Meitavelo.
Meitavelo.
Meitavelo. Meitavelo. By faith, you are going to drink the bottle of water, from the bottle of water, drink the blessed water, and you're going to sleep well. All right? I'm sure it will happen. We are going to have a short break now. Don't go anywhere. Okay? We're going to have a short break. After that, we're going to be back with the Stop Suffering.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back. Okay, and the lines of the Eagle FM studio here in Windhoek 083-2888-401 are open. You can call now if you want. The lines are ready. Or you can also call, if you prefer, calling the toll-free number if you don't have credit, if you don't have airtime on your phone. You can just call the toll-free, because the toll-free number of the church is available 24/7. Even after the program, you can keep calling any time of the day or the night. Because what people, they want most is to find the help. As we were saying in the beginning of the program, there are people who even go out of the country looking for help. Mm-hmm. They go travel to other places because they say, oh, if you go to that place, if you go to that person, there'll be help there. Somebody will help you. But we know that the true help, the true solution that this person is looking for comes from the Lord.
Ongashingo atuti kucha kucha ekwa fole totali diku kalunga. Pamwe shuri opo udite wafa uwa ningina menono olokali no makanga meno. Omoka muneke tali drugu kukufamu. Shashu ujuo yo opame poka ushuo opalutu. Ujuo to shakeneke kapena uta druku vatera kapena uta druku upeke. Pamwe udite wafa uwa ningina menono. Oapungwe keri kukufemo, eko lota lidruku kukufamu mujuomo, eke la kalunga, unga shatu popikucha, ova mavesha, uma okolo wae, shatu etamu, ova novo kalunga, ikadu aningo malundruko mengala mwenyo davo. I'm saying, Bishop, maybe the person, the problem that he's facing, is not physically, it's spiritually. The person, there are people who feel like he's in the mud, but nobody can be able to take him out. So only God can be able to take his hand to take you out of this situation. Just like the testimony that we give to you every week. So God have taken them out of those situations and problems which nobody, no family member.
Nobody could help them.
Nobody.
Maybe there are cases we know. There are cases that the family tries.
Yes.
Like the mother of Marcia. Perhaps there's a, not perhaps, there are mothers listening to us right now, mothers. I'm talking to mothers right now, fathers as well, who try to help their child, to try, wives who try to help their husband, brothers who try to help the brother or the sister. But even though they try everything they can, if the problem is a spiritual problem, only God can help this person to come out of this situation.
Exactly, Bishop. Maybe it is a grudge. Maybe it is a hatred. Maybe this person has this hatred inside of him or her, like it happened in the life of Marcia, because of the abuse that she faced. She had this grudge. She had this hatred inside of her. And it is spiritual. And one can only get rid of it when one takes a decision and say, God, I'm surrendering this grudge. I'm surrendering this hatred to you. Definitely, God is going to make a change in this person's life. And God can also do the same in many who is listening to us right now. Every Tuesday and Thursday night, we are here on Eagle FM from 9 to 10, giving to this person a real life story and also the word of God, believing. If this person can believe, God can be able to take them out of this situation.
Yeah, the testimonies. And again, we are reading from the Bible, but a very important point to make is that the testimonies, they prove. The testimonies, they prove that it's possible. Okay, we are reading from the Bible, but we prove to you how with the testimonies. Okay, we are going to be praying for you. Tonight is going to be a little bit different. Instead of being two, I'm going to pray the three of us. Pastor Darryl will start the prayer. Then Pastor Festus will continue. And I will be blessing the water. We're going to have three men of God. Three men of God praying for you tonight. If God hears the prayer one of one, as the Bible says in the book of James, that the prayer of the righteous is effective. One man that is righteous before God, his prayer will be, imagine three. So we're going to be making this prayer. You can have your glass of water ready. You can have your bottle of water ready. Because the moment we pray, the power of God will be manifested.
Mm-hmm. Pefim botolo hatu ningo meirika no. E ngono dakalungo tati hololwa. Kesha apauli peifenga ha. Ove shoe, longi kidashiko kakopiko e komeva. Opone esse atun kaningo americano shoe itavela kucha engono dakalungo tatika hololwa apauli shashie okulike shepamwe.
Yeah, so we are going to have the moment of prayer. I hope you have included your name in the prayer. Even if you didn't, you can include after, because we are constantly praying for people. The names will be included in the prayer book. 0800 22 3335. That's the toll-free number. You can call even after the prayer. But now it's time to talk to God. We have our water with us. Now you can have yours, because we are going to speak to God on your behalf. Let us pray. Let us talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come here together every night, Tuesday night and Thursday night from 9 to 10, praying for this person. And I pray, my Lord, for this person who is distressed. I pray for this person who is addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. Maybe this person is going through an abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse. This person, my Lord, perhaps have gone to many places looking for help and is unable to find help. Maybe this person, my Lord, is suffering from panic attacks, maybe a victim of witchcraft, unable to sleep during the night. Every night, this person is being bombarded by sleepless night, terror of the night. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, you may take away all the problems. Maybe, my God, this mother don't know where the son is, don't know where the daughter is. The daughter, the son left the house and didn't come back home yet. Oh, Father, I pray for this person, my Lord, perhaps in prison, my God, listening to us from prison. Perhaps this person has been forgotten. And, my Lord, nobody has ever visited him or her. But I believe, my God, that you have visited this person in the prison cell. I pray, my God, for this person in the hospital on a sick bed. perhaps suffering with an incurable disease, with a pain inside of their body. Oh, Father, I pray that as they are praying together with us, with their glass of water, with their bottle of water, that you may remove whatever that is, my Father, inside of their life. Give them peace, my God, and take them out of this situation that they are in. I believe that, Lord, you can make the impossible to become possible because our help comes from you, Lord.
Omwenene kumangulule peifenga ha. Omwenene kuyambeke peifenga ha. Kalunga ne kufilo shisho. Ne kukufe momo ujuu aeshe ato. Shakene ke mongala mwenyoye. Omwenene filo, nakale ne filo ngendala e mongala mwenyoye peifenga ha. Yene kupe ngono. Do kufindana oma ujuu aeshe ato. Shakene ke. Nandakale fike peni. Komesho e no koshipasha e. Kapena shisha nyengana. Aeshe kapena shisha nyengana kukalunga koe. Omwenene kumangulule peifenga ha. Veluka ovo utwe hama. Moni nene longa yae. Inyenga ndunge yae mongala mwenye yae. Oyu no mona nale kashimbi no yu dano nale nukuli. Yo nuta velulu watamangulu wako mojueli nukulili. Kalunga ne kufilo shisho peifenga hame. Dina la Yesus Christus.
Father, in Jesus' name we bless the water. We told them to prepare a glass, a bottle of water. And we told them, my Lord, that when they drink from this blessed water, they will sleep well. So, my Father, we declare that we rebuke the evil spirits, the demons that are just trying to disturb them at night. We tie you up. We say, get out, Satan. Get out of the life of this person in the name of Jesus. And when they drink, let them be blessed. We pray, my Father, for Eagle FM. We pray for this radio station that you may bless it in Jesus' name as well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You can drink now from the blessed water with faith. Yeah, Tate Kalunga Nemuya Beck. God bless you. You're going to sleep well. You're going to have a blessed night of sleep. And you're going to wake up tomorrow morning strong, ready to start a new life. Okay? Ready to start a new life. And you can keep calling the toll-free number of the church. 0800-22-333-5. And include your name in the prayer book, the name of your family member, friends. It's a free call. Even after the program, you can keep calling. All right? And remember, the doors of the Universal Church are opened every day. One day, Marsha found the doors of the church open and her life was transformed. She'll share with us how it happened on Thursday this week, Thursday 9 p.m. You can tune in again and you can find the doors of the church ready to help. Every day, the doors of the Universal Church are open. Pastor Festus.
Yeah, no. O mi velo dongre ka universal chicho da patru ke e figu keche o ngene mo greenwella o to tu hange mo daniel streeta po pepino ka polifi e tungilongo lo lilipola kula o moturi omo o tulimo po hamano ngula mongula inene o tulimo po longo po natu no po hamano ko matango o le longelo kalunga le tuli nene mongula.
And those who are there in Oshakati and Ondangwa, the church is also there, Pastor.
Yes. Moshakati oturi mondalayo yakula ya kanjengeti poshilemba so omanga mondangwa oturi koni mayo fikola oyo poluno poluno primary school po komi kungulo do hola opongere ka universal church iliopo.
Yeah, you can find the church open. The services are throughout the day, usually at 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. The main service usually at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7. You can find in our headquarters here in Vinduque, our Cathedral of Faith here in Pamplats. We have services at 7 and 10 in the morning. 12 lunchtime, we have a lunchtime service, 12 o'clock. 3 p.m. afternoon service and the main service at 6 p.m. 32 Independence Avenue, Pamplats. All right, and we have church as well in Okuriangava here in Vinduque.
In Okuriangava, Bishop, people can find us if they are in the surrounding areas of Ombili, in Holhota, in Okuriangava. We are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAFE. The first service is 7 in the morning, followed by 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
So you are most welcome to join us. But the church is also throughout the country. You can call the toll-free number, inquire the nearest church. We have churches in... We won't have enough time to say all the addresses in Swakopmund, in Wolves Bay, in Otapi. If you are listening to us from Omusati, Omusati region.
Yes,
Bishop. Omusati region, Otapi, there in Enana as well. Which region is Enana?
Oanguena, Bishop.
And also in Oshikango as well. Omthia is Oshikoto region. You can find the church in Tsumebi, in Grootfontein, in all over the country. We won't be able to say all the addresses. You can call the toll-free 0800-22-3335. So this is it for tonight. May God bless you all. Remember, Tate Kalunga Oyatate. God bless you. Good night.